This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Cabalian Mongoose has entered the building. Mark Cabali. Listen, man, I'm interested in this. Bob, where's he going? He was just at his seat.
We're going to put him over there so we can put him on video because we don't have video at the other spot.
All right.
What just happened there?
I don't know.
Did Mark just shove
Limits
Bob?
Told me to come over here.
That was the that's Mark Cabali's version of the tush push. He just pushed my tush right into the camera lens.
I'm just
Speaking of which, how about Kenny Pickett getting in the game yesterday? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Big shock they didn't score a touchdown, Bob.
Well, Devonta Smith dropped that one.
He did throw a touchdown.
He did throw a touchdown.
He did?
Yeah. A.J. Brown, a little slant pattern.
Oh, yeah,
right
he did.
The middle.
I'm sorry. And he threw an interception.
He threw a horrible interception on a slant pattern, too. Looks like they were only running slants in the game.
When did he leave the game?
11 plays in.
And then he got hurt, right? Later on?
Who?
Pickett. Said he hurt his ribs.
Well, he got hit a couple of times. I don't know if that was the result.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, he did hurt his ribs. I can confirm.
You sound like that coach.
Washington could be a team to watch out for in the playoffs.
Boy, that was a big win.
That's a good win. That's a team that's got a lot of different things going for it.
All right, I got questions that need short answers because our time is short. Yeah. Like 10 seconds or less.
How can you disrespect him?
In what way?
Short answers.
Because we're almost to the top of the hour. And now you're wasting time.
Like that ever has stopped you in the past.
Who's in and who's out, your gut feel? Deshaun Elliott.
I think he's in.
Freiermuth. Not Freiermuth. What am I talking about? Pickens.
Yeah. In.
I think he's in.
Ogunjobi.
I don't know if I put him in, but I don't. No, I think he's in.
Joey Porter Jr.
No.
Look at Bob.
I'm just. I thought you were asking both of us. Am I?
No, we have him as a fine. Guest. Right. I've already asked you. I'll be back. who else am I missing here? Joey Porter, Dante Jackson.
I think he'll be in.
Then why didn't they play the other day? How are you not in for this gigantic game that they're paying it as, to the point where they put TJ Watt obviously compromised out there, to the point where Joey Porter goes back in injured? If that's your theme of that game, we have to win, go out there hurt. Why didn't these guys play in that game?
Well, as the road gets narrowed, as you told us, things tend to change here. I don't know if I quite believe that. As in, I think they should be stayed out. I'm glad that they didn't play in this Baltimore game.
You think he was saving them?
I think he was. I mean, come on. First, if he says this road gets narrow, we look at it more of a short term thing rather than a long term thing. Then all of a sudden, his five starters aren't.
Then I
what
actually
about right? TJ Watt?
Yeah. Then what about TJ?
Well, you're not going to tell TJ Watt. That's one guy that I think if Mike Tomlin says you're not playing, TJ be like, yeah, get out of here. You know, I think TJ was,
but he was off
regardless.
The injury report. So you're
he was never on it. Yeah, he was on the he was
but clearly helpful. Compromised yes. In the game.
He didn't look 100%.
He didn't look anywhere close. He was getting single blocked by a guy with Garden in his name. What was his name? Gardner.
He was a gardener before he became a tackle.
Come on, he was.
Yeah,
getting
he was 100%. I wish they would have moved him around a little bit more. That might have helped his ankle out. But he wasn't going to come out of that game. But the other guys, I think you needed to give them the benefit of the doubt of that rest. Maybe not Ogunjobi. I thought he was going to play. But the Jacksons, the Elliots, the Pickens, let him roll, man. Like I've been saying this, and I told Bob
you mean
this.
Let him roll, let him rest?
Let him rest.
Yeah.
Let him rest. Let him roll with their injuries and let him get healthy. As I told Bob last night, and he probably totally disagrees with me, I would much, much, much rather have them 100% healthy without question and be on the road for round one of the playoffs.
Me too.
Than the other way around.
Me too. Well, you're speaking my language. Health over home.
You can't blanket say they're all not. They're all going to be injured to some degree. I'm putting an emphasis on getting a home playoff game. That's what this is all about. That's why you play this entire season.
No, it's all about winning a playoff game.
Okay, but you have a better chance, I think, of doing it at home.
I think better chance
healthy.
The
only chance you have is with George Pickens.
Well, he's going to be healthy no matter what, I think.
Is he? Or does he need that extra week to make sure?
Do you know something we don't know,
Bob? No, I'm just saying, if he's going to play, and it looks – Mike Tomlin said there's a real chance. That was his words, a real chance he could play. So I'm assuming that means he'll play. if he plays, and if he plays the last game, or if they clinch, then he doesn't have to play the last game. They're going to be healthy, plus they'll be at home. You know?
Now, what does that mean?
I think the home is very important. A three seed versus being something on the road.
Those teams 3 through 7 are all the same.
I'm not sure I wouldn't want to play the Texans over anybody, to be honest with you. But yes, I would rather be at home. Let me be clear about that.
Yeah, everything.
But the choice is home or healthy. I'm taking healthy.
But they're not. It's not going to be 100% unhealthy. That's.
So you would take a chance of running George out there, maybe not 100%, with a 20% possibility that he aggravates that hamstring and he's out. I wouldn't even take that chance. I wouldn't.
Okay. Regardless of whether he plays or not, to me, it's important to win this division and get that. I think it is important. And I'm never going to not think that. They're playing these games to win them for a reason. T.J. Watt played
last week. It is important, but is it most important? Is it more important? Is it worth taking that risk that he just described to try to get a home playoff game?
There are risks in practice. When did George Pickens get injured?
You have a guy who's already hurt. There's a clear risk.
These practices, I think me walking to the actual practice field, I exert myself more than them during these practices.
If there is no risk, then why didn't they play in Baltimore?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
And their five starters are the ones who sat.
When they get to the playoffs, I'm assuming they're all going to be available to play. And if they are, I'd rather play at home. That's my only thing. It's not an either or. Like, your five guys are going to be out. You're going at home and five guys are out. You're going on the road, they're all in. No, they're going to be available.
No, there's most steps of them along the way. You play them? He just gave you a very clear Pickens example. But I'm with you in this sense that if again, the question is this. If my medical staff told me that Pickens would play, could play on October 23rd against the Cardinals, then I'm saying play him in this game.
How about if they're telling you that?
Then I'm playing it.
Okay.
If the same criteria for
TJ.
But you would still be critical
of it because you don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I've had that criterion all along. It was the same with TJ. I said going into this game, if you can tell me he would play on October 23rd against the Jets or the Cardinals, I'd play him in this game. However, if you're telling me, man, this is pushing it, I would only play him in a must-win, in a playoff game type scenario, then I'm saying absolutely not, because I'm prioritizing, finally, for a Mike Tomlin team, being healthy to open the playoffs.
I think that's what he's done all season. You can name player after player after player that you thought he was coming back, and he waited. Russell waited a couple weeks. Highsmith waited an extra week. Ogunjobi, they waited an extra week. I mean, everybody seems to have been waiting. I know I'm missing a couple here.
But you're telling me they can't order T.J. Watt to sit?
I just don't think that's something they would do.
And how about Porter coming back in?
I'm sure they could.
How about Porter coming back in, obviously hurt?
Yeah.
That was strange. I will admit that. You don't normally, in that sort of situation, knowing there are just two games left after this one, he got hurt and he's coming back in. Again, I would like to know more information about what they thought or what it is, but that seems strange to me.
You know, what we have to consider is this medical staff you speak of with dozens of soft tissue injuries. If they say, okay, he's good to go, why am I believing you right now, right?
Well, I mean, obviously I have great respect for people who are in the medical profession, but it doesn't take a doctor to look at Joey Porter, not after he left the game, when he came back in. It doesn't take a doctor to say, this doesn't seem smart, because he's clearly favoring that leg. And then sure enough, he left the game. You don't need to be a doctor to make that evaluation.
Let me ask you something about Pickens real quick. If he plays this game, but he can only play 20 snaps.
No, I'm not doing that.
Do you do that?
No. I'm under the belief if he's going to play, then he's healthy to play. And you're not going to have a pitch count on anyone. I think that's dumb at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
Either you're healthy and you got a green light, you're doing everything, we'll put you in.
I don't know. I think that's just not 20%, but if your job is a series of sprints throughout the game and you're coming off of an injury, even if you're deemed healthy, I think it's very smart to cut that to at least 60 or 50%, don't you?
I would cut it on January 12th.
You just want him to run 100% sprints like he would normally, even though he's coming off an injury?
You just said that if my medical staff says I'm 100%, that you'd play him. If it was October 13th against Arizona, same situation.
But if you're coming off an injury...
They have a lot to play for here.
Yeah, so if you can answer that question, yeah, he'd play in any other game. There's still another question, which is, do you just throw him out there for 100% of the sprints here? Or do you err on the side of a little bit of caution?
What about Kansas City, right? They've had pretty much everything wrapped up. Are you think they're going to rest their players in this game, knowing that they still don't have
I don't
that.
Think playing George Pickens 60% of the snaps is resting him.
You don't think Patrick Mahomes was you must have thought he was 100% if you played, and he wasn't. But he still gutted it out and played.
Uh-huh.
He did.
At first, I defended the idea that he was faking it. If that's a high ankle sprain, then there's no way he's running around like
this. It was so high, it was almost his knee.
My point is, he had an injury. You saw what it was. Your logic would say he should not have played last week.
Who, Mahomes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they're two games up. They can afford luxuries. Secondly, he's Patrick Mahomes.
If you start losing games and all of a sudden that luxury goes away, just like the Steelers had a two-game lead over the Ravens, that's suddenly gone. I'm saying they need the number one pick.
I think Patrick Mahomes would have played in any game.
So much football over the last 3 years, they more than anyone needs it. That's what they're playing for. They're risking injury to all those guys who are not 100%. They're trying to get done what they want to get done, and that's the way I view the Steelers.
Okay, then why didn't they play against Baltimore? That's the obvious question then, Bob.
Because they were injured, and they're trying to come back.
Well, suddenly they're back. Well, 60 hours later, playing in a game.
Four or five of them. Difference.
There's different injuries though. Mahomes, you could probably protect that a lot more if you're a quarterback, right? Compared to George Pickens running sprints with a hamstring, right? You say stay in the pocket. I don't know if he did or not. I don't think.
No, he ran all over the place.
So I was at the game.
He got hit.
What I'm saying is, you could protect that more. It's pain tolerance for the most part. With George, it will take a
but
step.
But it's Patrick
and all of a sudden,
Mahomes, your whole future.
Well, I'm not saying I agree with him playing, but I could see you could protect him more than you could protect other guys or other positions.
I agree with you. I'm not even sure what we're arguing
with
about.
I don't know what we're arguing about either. All I know is that we're talking medical issues. We have no
information. We're talking about how much risk do you take in these games.
These medical staffs, they're trainers. They do have milestones that these guys have to reach, especially hamstrings. You have to run 20 miles per hour. Then the next day you have to hit this. Then the next day you have to hit this. Once you pass all of them, they're like, you're clear.
If a pitcher is coming off an arm injury, and we're getting ready for the playoffs, and it's a giant game, I think it makes sense to pitch him four innings. I'm glad to have him for those four innings. I'm not throwing him eight in his first game back from injury. Mm-hmm. If George Pickens just missed games with a hamstring injury, I'm going to put him back in. To me, it's common sense to, all right, we're going to put him back in. He's ready to go, but we're not the whole game.
But
how about in one of those 20% snap counts that you want, he gets injured?
How about one of the other ones he gets?
But you're saying that, okay, I'll just get ease him into it, but how about if he gets injured on the first play?
Anytime a guy's coming back from injury, there's risk.
Well, then we'll never play him again. Shut him down for the whole year.
Should've
wait for 2025.
In your opinion, should have played him against the Ravens then?
No, I don't know the situation. What I'm saying is I don't know where he was in that. I can't determine it. They know. They have medical information that we do not have. They're making the best decisions that they can.
So impossible to go in this giant game. In this giant game against the Ravens, impossible to go. Nope, not playing at all. And 70 hours later, you're going to play 100% of the snaps? That doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I'm crazy.
You would have an extra 4 to 5 days to get ready for that. Maybe he's that close. Maybe he could have, and they want to make sure. Maybe
in your opinion, they
should
have. If he could have, they should have.
Yes.
That's what you said.
I agree.
You're ripping them for not playing Pickens.
I'm not ripping anyone. I'm telling you that I would.
Right, Mark?
If I want to win a division, Joe, they're set up to do it. They worked their way into this spot.
Then they should have played everybody against the Ravens because they had a chance to win it, in your opinion. Right, Mark?
Yes, they did have every chance to win it. I still don't believe the 20% is. If you're going 20% with George Pickens on Wednesday, hold him out. It does me no good.
Well, we don't know that. If he's going to play, then I would assume he's going to play the game the way you would expect him to play the game. Do you actually think they're going to go in saying, okay, he's going to play, but we're just going to – you can run long or short or just do a hook route and that's it.
Wait, you've never heard of a pitch count for a guy coming back from an injury?
He was not on one game, not long ago.
You've never heard of that?
Game, not in a game with this – if they're playing him, they're playing him because they need him to win a game that they want to win.
I'd love to have him.
The Cleveland game where he injured it that Friday, didn't Tomlin say we didn't think he was going to give us enough snaps to give him a helmet? Same situation.
But he also said he was willing to put him on a pitch count. He said that right before the game.
Which, if you're going to pitch count, in my opinion, don't play him. So.
Well, I agree with that. Pitch counts, if you're willing to – it's simple for me. If
so
you
you'd rather have none
play,
of George Pickens than some?
Yes.
Yes.
Then you're both crazy.
No, you're crazy. Because you could, with some, you can still
get
re-injured.
You'd rather have Paul Skeens coming off an elbow
That's
injury,
different.
Give you four innings or seven, and you say either give me seven or none?
Well, okay, let me ask you this. If it's Paul Skeens and you needed him to clinch a playoff spot, it's the last game of the year,
yeah,
and he can He's coming off an injury. You're going to throw him three innings, or you're going to throw him as much as he possibly can be thrown to win this, or you're out of the playoffs?
I'll put it this way. If you gave me a choice of
seven,
three, or none, I'm taking three.
You're taking three over seven?
Or three or none. I'm taking three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the three.
Until you get to the three, then three turns into four, that turns into six.
And maybe you're risking a long-term then, yeah.
Injury.
I mean, neither one of you guys has heard of people coming off injuries being on pitch counts as a pass rusher, as a running back, as a wide receiver.
I think Mike Tomlin has coached that way. You saw it in second series this year. Both T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith were out of the game. He's done that. He will make sure that certain guys are not overexposed. Not because of injury, maybe, just because they're better as they're fresh. You know, I don't know.
Plus, you know, once you're out there, you know, they can say all they want with the linebackers. Denzel Martin saying, okay, go get TJ. TJ's coming off when TJ wants to come off, even if he is banged up a little bit. And he's not going to come off. I mean, it's different with maybe running backs. It's not like Mike Tomlin saying to the wide receiver coach, Zach, is on the, I want him doing 18 snaps. No, I mean, he has to have that.
Thank you, Mark.
Predetermined before he goes in there. By the way, it's past 1 o'clock.
I know, and it's your fault. Bob, say goodbye to Mark.
Goodbye, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you too, fellas.
By the way, he was our third poinsettia last night.